B-Pod Studios.
All right, it's a 4 o'clock hour. It's a special hour. Football Friday, 4 o'clock. You know what that means. Brian Westbrook time. The great number 36 joins us for an hour. Brought to us by Landis Block, which also brings us to the 4 o'clock hour. Get your jaw-dropping backyard paradise online at LandisBC.com. Brian, I know this is like a come-down for you to be on the show, but welcome to the show. because your earlier tweet, you were talking about how wonderful it was you were going to be on national TV.
Yes, I was. This morning, I was privileged enough to be on the NBC Today Show up here in New York. It was exciting.
Yeah, I got the tweet right here. Moving on up, it says in caps, I will be a guest on the NBC Today Show this morning at 9:40. Be sure to tune in. Moving on up, as if you're starting like in the slums here on the Mike Mussinelli Show.
Well, that's a violation.
Where I'm starting at is I'm just a guy that's on the Mike Mussinelli Show that doesn't get invited to parties. Definitely didn't get a Penn State hockey jersey for Christmas. I know that for sure. And I'm luckily, I know this is a kind of a new deal, but I'm not as beautiful as Natalie, and I didn't receive one of those Steven Singer roses that Natalie was able to get. So, I'm roughing it up here in New York.
Yeah, on the Today Show. I don't know. Can we even have a conversation? Tyrone, what do you think? Is that a violation?
It is a violation. You notice how he
fires
up.
I'm not excited about this particular hour today.
Oh, I'm stepping up to the big time.
Moving on up. Like George Jefferson all of a sudden.
Now are you slumming with us, bro? Slumming. Yeah.
See, this is what I did for you guys this morning. I said, listen, I need to get my guys. I need to get Tyrone, Natalie, and, of course, Mike up here to the show. So I extended an invitation to the people up there just to let them know that
that's
we want to get.
True.
Okay, all right, I'm lying. I did not say any of those things.
Let's start. We have a lot of things to talk about today, but we have to obviously start with the Super Bowl. We haven't really talked a lot about the big game.
After this huge game last night?
Oh, you want to start Sixers? All right, let's start Sixers. Let's go Sixers with you then.
Yeah.
All right, because last night. Here's what I learned last night. I learned a little something more about this team. I doubted at one point whether they can hang with the two better teams ahead of them in the Eastern Conference in a 7-game series. But last night, they showed the heart and the ability to do so.
Well, I thought last night showed a lot. And of course, last year in the playoffs, getting beat up and down the floor by the Celtics, they just weren't athletic enough. But last night showed me that, of course, I'm not saying that the Warriors are the most athletic team, but they get up and down the floor. They shoot the ball from all over the floor. And offensively, we're good enough. I'll tell you that right now. Our bench came to play. It was a totally different type of game than I thought it was. Of course, they were missing Clay, but I still think our team showed an awful lot. And when you see Ben being able to do what he's able to do, controlling the flow of the game, it was kind of
special. That's the whole thing, really. Now, number 25 dominated that game last night.
He did.
And we take it for granted. We've gotten into a position where we focus a lot more on what he can't do, which is the pull-up jump shot, than what he can do, because what he can do is breathtaking.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think everybody is saying if he had the pull-up jump shot, he would be one of the best, if not the best player in the league over time. I just think that, just like you're mentioning, we aren't appreciating the way that he controls the flow of the game, the way that he gets J.J. Redick wide open shots, the way that he's able to. And listen, if you don't stop him at the top of the key on a fast break, he's getting a layup no matter what. The way that now he's backing guys down in the post with his left hand, turning around with his body, shooting with the right hand. I mean, he's doing some different things offensively, except for shooting the little, mid-range jump shots that are completely effective and continue to control the flow of basketball games.
Now, as long as they had those two guys in the lineup, I thought Jimmy Butler was kind of weird last night because he made some plays in the second half, but he was very disengaged, I thought, in the first half. But with those two guys, the way they're playing right now, they're at an all-time high, I think. Are you seeing the same thing?
Well, you got to figure, and I think a lot of things happened for them to win that game last night. It just wasn't great play because they played very well. I think the Warriors were a little bit off without having Clay. They didn't shoot the ball as well as they normally do. But I tell you, if you don't shoot better than this team, I'm talking about three-pointers, it's going to be hard to battle with Embiid all game long because he's so big and so strong and so physical. DeMarcus Cousins, a very good player, not all the way healthy. He wasn't prepared to battle with Embiid last night. He wasn't able to control him at all. I just think that this team is a tough out, especially when you have guys like Bolden coming off the bench, shooting the ball well, playing good defense. The guys like Shamet coming off the bench, shooting the ball well, playing good defense. It's just a tough out for any team as far as when you look at even the better teams in the NBA.
Yeah, we had Brett Bann on a little earlier. I don't know if you heard it, but we were talking about what he also believes, that even though their bench played well last night, he does believe they need more. And they it's now up to Elton Brand to add more players that can contribute off the bench to make this team the top seed in the East or capable of beating the top seed in the East.
Well, just like every coach wants more. I need more players. And so I didn't expect him to say anything different, but I think you're right. You're talking about beating a team in a 7-game series. I think it would go a little bit different than the flow of the game last night. So, of course, you need more consistent players coming off the bench. Everything went well for our team last night. We were guys coming off the bench shooting well and playing good defense. Everything worked out perfectly, and yet you combine that with a Warriors team that looked, in my opinion, disengaged. They were just trying to get Steph a bunch of shots and Durant taking his shots here and there. I think they do need more, but when you look at 26 from Embiid, 26 from Ben Simmons, it's just hard to argue with that. And if you get some type of contribution from Jimmy Butler, it was kind of weird because I wonder is Ben having such a good game because Jimmy, he just wasn't interested in playing. Was Ben having such a good game because he had the ball in his hands and Jimmy just was passing the ball back as soon as the ball touched his hands? It made me wonder what this team would look like. You know, I think they've gotten to a point now, you have to wonder, what would they actually look like if Jimmy Butler wasn't on the floor? How good of a team would this be if they got rid of a guy like Jimmy Butler and just got two very good players? Not all-stars, but very good players. Somebody that can give you 15, 16 off the bench, and then another guy that gets you starter that can get you 15, 16.
I wouldn't say no.
Oh, interesting. So you think that maybe they could be better off without him? And well, they can move him, and now with the trading deadline next week?
I'm not saying that they may need be better. It just depends who you get back. But you have to wonder that. I mean, if you can get two players, that means you're going to help your bench right away, and then you're going to get consistent play on the offensive side of the ball and defensive side of the ball. And if there was ever any problems inside the locker room with Jimmy Butler, that would be gone too. You have to ask yourself that question, especially when you see a game like last night. They win by 9 points there. You have to ask yourself, is that maybe an option, especially with the trade deadline coming up?
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
Okay.
Feeling you. I think that what this guy is a professional player. And even in a bad game last night, and it wasn't really bad, he made some really key, unmentionable defensive plays.
He did.
His presence.
Yep.
And I think that guy like that, that's savvy like that, who's been around, knows how to play, is a very valuable piece.
I think he is a very valuable piece, but we're talking about getting more guys. Mm-hmm. You're talking about getting more pieces.
Yeah.
And you have to give up something to get something.
Now, Brian, I love you. But they traded.
That's not true.
That's questionable.
Yeah,
that's very questionable.
No, but in all seriousness, they traded two guys like that to get them. In Covington and Dario, and you'd rather have Butler. Just like when you were playing at a high level, I give you credit, you being a back that can run and catch the ball in one was more valuable to having two backs, one that does one and one does the other. And because he plays both ends, that's why you don't want to do that, in my humble opinion, Brian.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying
your opinion is never humble, by the way.
Right, yeah. Am I not so humble?
Yeah. It seems very unhumble, absolutely.
Yes.
No, I'm not saying that I don't agree with what you're saying. I think that if you were talking about getting rid of Jimmy Butler, again, I'm not saying that you should, but if you're even entertaining that, getting closer to the trade deadline, you have to get better peaches than Dario and Covington coming back. So it's different from what you were getting from Dario and Covington. Those are not the type of pieces that I'm talking about in this situation.
Elton Brand's not calling you, by the way.
He has never called me, so that doesn't surprise me.
All right, let's talk a little bit of football, because we haven't talked football at all, right? So let's talk about it a little bit, because there is a game on Sunday that's a pretty big game, and it involves two very good teams, and the New England Patriots are embracing this nobody thinks we can win thing, used very brilliantly by the Eagles last year. What's your opinion?
It's crazy that they would even say that. I mean, it's crazy to me that they would think that. And I don't actually think that they believe that. However, I think Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, they're the masters of being the underdog. They're the masters of it's me against the world. You saw with the Deflategate. You saw with so many different things that the Patriots have pulled. Even when Tom Brady was suspended for two games at the beginning of the season, everybody's against us, and they go out and win a bunch of football games. To me, this is brilliant. It's brilliant by Bill Belichick. It's brilliant by their entire team. This is how you want to go into the Super Bowl. Hungry and going out there and want to prove something. That's the same thing the Eagles did throughout the playoffs last year. They were hungry, and nobody respected them. Everybody was disrespecting them. They were the underdog every single game. And I think this is brilliant. And this is a football team that knows how to play in this game. This is a football team that's not going to make any mistakes. They have smart players. I was on a show last week, and they said that Bill Belichick put in 8 new plays on Sunday morning. Sunday morning of the AFC Championship game. He put in 8 new plays. I mean, that's unheard of, but you have to have the type of personnel that's going to be disciplined. They understand the play calls, and they understand what you're trying to get done in the plays. They're smart players. Mm-hmm. Bill Belichick has developed that. He's found those types of guys, and now they just go out there and play. And in the biggest game, especially against a team like the Rams that doesn't have a bunch of players that have played in this game, you have to give the edge as far as the mental aspect of the game to the Patriots.
Sounds like you're going that way. The Patriots win the Super Bowl.
I don't have a no. I don't think that they win. I think that mentally they're much better. I think
the Rams will win this.
I think the Rams have the ability offensively and defensively to do things that the Patriots had problems with.
Oh no, and I think the Rams do. But you're slaying me now.
Uh oh. Well, yeah. You better go across that bridge again.
Yeah, it was slaying me. All right, well, we have to get to the phones, but I want to play this first. Let's see if I can get it on my. Here we go. Let's see if I can.
Good morning. I'm headed on over to the NBC studio to be on the NBC Today Show. Make sure you tune in this morning at 9:40 a.m. We're talking healthy Super Bowl snacks. See you soon.
The healthy Super Bowl snacks.
What you know about a healthy snack? What you know about
a
healthy snack?
What are you on Today Show talking about snacks?
I have no clue about healthy snacks at all. I'm sitting here before the show. I'm sitting here eating nacho chips and all types of crazy stuff. Yo. So we get there. They had like these healthy. This lady, beautiful lady, Joy Bayer. Bayer.
Bear. Joy Bayer. Yeah, the comedian. You
know, yeah,
she's on the View.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
she's on the
not
View.
A comedian.
She's on the View. Joy Bayer.
No, not
Joy Bihar.
No,
right?
Not her. No, this lady is a nutritionist.
Oh, it's somebody else. Lady. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all
what,
right.
What are you talking about? No, it's different. It's a different lady, not the comedian.
Joy Bear, I don't know.
Yeah, but she's a really, really nice lady. She made some turkey nachos that were made in a bell pepper, which, well, yeah, it's not my thing, but whatever. She had a little cheese dip, was good with chicken in it, buffalo chicken in it, all types of healthy things. Instead of eating cut up vegetables that you had last night watching a game, maybe you can have some of these things and eat healthy and be fulfilled, Michael. You need to do those types of things at your home.
Make a funny for eating peppers.
Tyrone, you believe this? My man is turning the stray hand.
Yeah, what is going on?
He's like Mr. Network.
Yeah,
what's
happening?
I can't believe that I'm listening earlier, and you're telling me what I was hungry late at night watching the game, so I cut up some peppers.
Peppers?
What type of craziness is this? This is ridiculous. Who eats peppers to watch the game, Mike?
So it's now it's Kelly and Brian.
Yes.
When Seabrook or whatever the hell his name is takes off, Seacrest takes off, you going to slide in there now? Is that what the idea is?
The more you can do, the longer you can stay. You know how it goes.
Look at this, Tyrone. He's tiki all of a sudden.
He's going to be doing some things all of a sudden. You're going to be doing one of those American Ninja Warrior shows next. As former running Brian Westbrook hosted American Ninja Warrior.
Brian, is the segment online? Can we watch it? Can we watch your snack segment?
I will send it to you, Nat. I won't send it to these other guys because they're ungrateful.
I'd like to see it. I'd like the listeners to see it, so I'll tweet it out.
What do we have today, Brian? Well, today we have pastry puffs filled with cream spinach.
That's right.
What are you doing to me?
I'm going to have to lose some weight if they want me to eat healthy. I'll tell you that right now.
Let's go to Sam in Lancaster. Sam, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sam.
How's it going, Mike?
What's up, Sam?
Hey, so I called on Monday when Anthony Davis said that he wanted to be traded, and you know that was the whole talk. And I said that the Sixers should make a deal for Drew Holiday because it also came out that he wasn't happy being there if Anthony Davis wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a report yesterday that said that the Sixers have actually already put an offer on the table for Drew Holiday. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. But what would be the deal? Because, again, we're running into salary problems here. So what could possibly be that deal?
Oh, yeah. So it was reported by, and I don't know if Tyrone has heard this or not, it was Scoop Jackson. And he said that the Sixers have already offered Markelle Fultz, Wilson Chandler, Zahir Smith, and the Miami first round pick for Drew Holiday.
Wow. That's a lot.
Well, I'd make that deal. If you ask me, it's going to give me back Drew Holiday, it could be a very important piece on this team. So that doesn't seem like a lot to me.
No, absolutely. It
would work out salary wise too.
Zahir and Fultz are already, not contributing at all, and it would just be like replacing, Wilson Chandler with Drew Holiday. The reason I like it as well is because getting rid of Fultz's contract, it would allow us to give the max to Jimmy. We could still keep Drew Holiday, have a little bit money left over. And I had a question as well because,
you don't have a four though in that case. You know that, right?
Drew Holiday's a point guard.
Yeah,
as well.
he's
a primary ball handler.
He'll swing. He can probably swing pretty well, but they don't have
a combo.
There's no four now.
Yes, and that would be a problem. You know, we would still hope to get people over the buyout. That would still be a thought. But I wanted to ask you another question, you and Tyrone as well, if you had any information. I wish you would ask Brett Brown. Why wasn't Markelle Fultz on the bench or with the team yesterday? And then that report came out that there was a deal on the table involving him. I don't know.
Only thing I can ask him is, is Markelle Fultz in play for a trade? And he didn't say no. So,
okay.
Yeah. Other than that, this Markelle Fultz thing, I am tired of talking about it. I really am. It's like they have no idea what's going on with the kid.
Sure. I was just wondering if there's any reason that he wasn't on the bench, because he has been, and it has been reported he was back with
the team. Yeah, I don't know. Do you hear anything, Tyrone, why he wasn't on the bench? I don't even notice him anymore.
No, and it's a road game, and he's not playing. There might have just not been room sometimes, too.
No room on the bench? You stay in the locker room?
Yeah.
Come on, man. He goes get a folding chair and throw
you
it out
there.
You
don't do that to a guy. No, I don't think he was. No, honestly, I don't think he was with him.
Chair from a funeral home is sticking out there.
No, I don't think he was with him. He's still going through that physical therapy, allegedly. So he probably was doing that. Mm-hmm. It's a late game. He's out there doing the physical therapy.
All right. Mitchell, Philadelphia, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mitch.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Mitch? How you doing?
First time caller, long time listener. Yeah, I was talking about, I want to talk about the Sixers. I was down. I had tweeted Tyrone about these Ben Simmons haters, and I had told him that he will be leading the league in triple doubles by the end of the year. I don't know if he's close to it or not, but he's definitely a top gunner in the NBA for me.
Yeah.
And do you think we can still get Cantor?
Yeah, Enes Kanter is in play. I mean, they want to get rid of him. So, that might be one of the buyout guy candidates.
Yeah, and how about, what is his name? Conte? Mike Conte?
Conley?
Yeah, Mike Conley, yeah.
No, he's out of play. He makes $35 million.
Way too much money,
right? Yeah, too much money.
Yeah.
All right, that's all right,
man. You got it, buddy. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back, Ryan, and you can prepare your crudité plate. For the
something a little healthy. For the second part.
A little crudité, Westbrook whipping up. Maybe a little, how about some pita triangles?
That's
right. Yeah, and some tzatziki or whatever you call it.
Tzatziki.
I don't even know what that is. I have no clue what that is.
He's a hummus man.
You gotta start learning that stuff.
He's a hummus man.
For sure.
He makes his own hummus.
BW Domestic. Mike Lisanelli Show. Hummus. Right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, 4:30. It's time to get a Twitter poll update from Miss Natalie, brought to you by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. What do you got, Nat?
Today's Twitter poll dedicated to the Ben Simmons naysayers. What should we do with the trade the Ben Simmons people? Over 2,700 votes so far. 46% say laugh at them. 42% say banish them. And 12% would like to forgive them.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, I want to do a little something there. We have a couple open lines for the first time all day. Probably because is this snowing out there? Bad time? Bad?
Not bad, but enough people got to be a little extra cautious.
Yeah, so people being extra cautious. So we don't want you on your phone as you're trying to negotiate the snow. So, but in case you have Bluetooth and it's cool, 610-622-0975. Now, we happen to have located, we had Brian Westbrook on until 5 o'clock. We happen to have located the segment today on today's show where he's with the ladies. This is a, it's cool. It's kind of cute. The ladies are like the stage left. And they're putting together the snacks, you know, healthy snacks with this joy lady. And then the three football meatheads that are sitting on the right hand of the stage giving their affirmation, right? So here's, let me give you a little sample of Westbrook today on the Today Show. Nat?
In the oven for about 10, 15 minutes, and look at this delicious spread.
All right, guys, this is what you get. I know this is the healthier version of a buffalo chicken dip. Thoughts?
What do you think?
Delicious.
Yeah?
I think it's great. I like the buffalo chicken dip.
Have you ever had buffalo chicken dip with cauliflower rice in it?
You really can't taste it.
Really?
Can't
and the cauliflower also ups the volume. It gives you vitamin C. It gives you some fiber. Is that yummy?
Really good.
All right, let's do this. All right.
You got her right there.
I want to try it. This is kind of cool. These I'm calling my football protein pretzels. Mm-hmm. All you do is you're mixing 2 cups of whole wheat flour with 2 cups of non-fat Greek yogurt, a little bit of salt, and a little bit of baking powder. Sure. You roll it into a dough, and then using a cookie cutter, you can make large footballs, or you can make some smaller ones. Nuggets, and you're gonna brush it with an egg bath.
So what do they taste like? Pretzels?
Like
pretzels in a way.
They're like soft pretzels, And with the stitching on top, you need a little bit of coarse salt. And look what I do. This is the cutest part.
Make it look like a football.
Spicy mustard. Yeah.
Well, B-West, I'm going to start with you since you're Mr. Philly. Yes. What do you think?
Well, you know, the people in Philly love pretzels. And these are absolutely amazing, Joy. These are great.
Good. Ooh, good pretzels.
Good food.
Hey, let me tell you something about TV and food. Now, here's the deal about TV and food. As you probably can guess, they have no ovens or anything inside the Today Show studios. So all of this food is absolutely freezing cold. Mm-hmm. It's been sitting out for ages. Mm-hmm. Those pretzels that I was talking about right there, they were made last night, and they set out all night long.
Yeah.
They were hard as a rock. They were not very good. I'll tell you that right there.
Tyrone, this man at one point, he used to take a pass in a flat and see a linebacker and like lower his shoulder into a linebacker. And now he's doing powder puffs on today's show.
So now I'm acting like the food is good because it was not very good.
So, that's what I want to ask you. So you're eating a nasty pretzel in front of the person who made it.
Yep.
And you got to fake like it's good.
Just like going into that family member's house that wants you to try their potato salad.
You don't like that potato salad.
You gotta fake it. Just fake it till you make it. That's all you can do. Fake it and fake it.
Me, football guy, give me pate.
But I will tell you this, the little turkey thing, that was good. The little chicken dip that I said was good, I didn't even taste it. Didn't even taste it.
All right.
I like that.
Were you in uniform? Did you have a uniform on?
He's in a proper suit.
You had a suit on?
Like, he had
a suit. Well, next to you had a Jets jersey on. Who was that?
Yeah, this kid from the Jets. Brian Winters, young man.
B was the most dressed up.
Was he?
Yeah.
Because he was the only one auditioning.
Brian's
gonna be back on the Today Show doing something else. Go kart racing. Something. He's gonna be back on there.
He saw Rip in the hallway. He went, Kelly. Stan and Broomall, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Stan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, Stan?
So real quick, you know, that game last night was a turning point, I feel like, for the franchise going forward. You know, it's probably the biggest win that they've had, you know, in a few years, you know, because playing against the defending champs in their home building, and that team is always poised to make a run. And I was more just impressed with what Ben did on the defensive end. You know, the narrative about Ben, besides his quote-unquote, you know, just not shooting whatever, is, oh, he's not really a point guard. That's what I always hear people say, and I always ask them, why isn't he a point guard? And all they always say is, he's 6'10", 200-something pounds. You need to be on the... And I'm like, the guy has feet, anticipation, and moves like a guard. He just happens to be 6'10". And you saw how him being 6'10", how that impacts the game.
I don't understand these Steph people Curry. Can say that. He had a great block on Steph Curry.
On a recovery.
Right, because Curry had gotten past him. But, you know, like, do people just not remember Magic Johnson? He was the most special, unique talent in the game at that point because of his size and speed.
Yes, exactly. And I'm just looking at it, and I'm just saying what this guy can do on the court, and I understand what his problems are, and he definitely needs to work on them. You know, but he's only in his second year, so you would like to think he's going to get better. That one caller, to my next point, he kind of stole my thunder about the whole Jrue Holiday thing, because I actually also saw that report, and I would love to see Jrue here. You know, and I think that would also take pressure off of Ben. And I know you were asking who would the four be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at this point, if you swung in a guy like Bolden to play four, I wouldn't be too mad about it, only because...
To play starters minutes? Starters minutes? Yeah, I think that would ultimately get you down. You can't play Bolden to come off the bench.
He's not ready to play starters minutes
and play 30 minutes a game and be significant. He will get... First of all, he'd get in foul trouble. Be playing that many minutes because he just doesn't have that feel for defense yet. He can block some shots, but you got to feel your stride defensively. Dave in Audubon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave,
Mikey Miss, how you doing?
What's up, Dave?
I called in, wanted to talk about the Sixers for a little bit, but I've never had the pleasure of being on the phone at the same time as B West, so I just wanted to personally thank him for entertaining us. He's one of my top five Eagles of all time. And I'm going to make a quick Sixers point and then get to the Super Bowl.
First of all, the entertainment value of Brian Westbrook is not nearly over with this TV thing, this TV career that's going on.
Well,
so, you know,
I know.
Listen, get up.
He's sitting home eating celery.
Get up early. He and Kathy Lee Gifford are doing something next week.
Kathy Lee?
He got a little something in the works?
Who knows? What's your point, Dave?
The game last night, it was so entertaining, and I think it was a turning point, and I think we finally got some quality points from our bench, and something B. West said I totally agree with. The people who want Simmons out of this town obviously don't realize what they're watching on both sides of the ball, and I think he said something to the effect of, it's not necessarily if he did develop a shot, he's got a chance of being possibly the best player in the NBA.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not necessary that he doesn't shoot and he can't contribute if he don't. It's just if he did, he'd be absolutely deadly.
No, I know. I agree with you.
As far as the Super Bowl goes, I got to ask if this is a violation. My gut's telling me the Rams, and I agree with you that Tom Brady and with Belichick, what they do is phenomenal. That they've sustained it this long, but it's not necessary that I hate them. It's more that I'm getting sick of them, and I want the Rams to win. But my question, as far as the violation goes, is if they don't, I wouldn't necessarily be heartbroken because. Would it make the Eagles look better as all the Super Bowls that the Patriots have made?
Yeah, I don't know.
Doesn't make the Eagles look better.
Yeah, it doesn't make them look better. You can root against the Patriots if you want because you're sick of them.
Yeah.
I'm never sick of greatness. You know, that's the thing about me. Even though we're supposed to have this, you know, this hatred for New England Patriots. You're talking about the greatest quarterback and the greatest coach of all time. Right in front of you.
I kind of feel closer to you, too. I love the fact that a guy, Tom Brady, 40-plus years old, can dominate, be in his ninth Super Bowl of his career. And for him to have Super Bowls and play in Super Bowls spanning over 15, 17, 18 years, that's amazing. For a coach in the NFL where they're firing coaches left and right, to be able to coach a team and to be relevant for this long, to me, that's amazing as well. And the funny thing about the Patriots' reign as champions, as going to the Super Bowl, is that, you know, they're shocked that they won early on in their career. Then you hate them towards the latter part of the 2000s. And now I think people are like, you know what? This is kind of special. They started to like them a little bit more and not hate on them as much, I think, in this Super Bowl, because they kind of feel like this is a special moment you actually are witnessing. And it's not an often time that you appreciate it. You're actually witnessing greatness with Tom Brady, the way that he came back in that last game against the Chiefs, and Bill Belichick, what he continues to be able to do with that football team. To me, that's pretty special.
Brian, we're going to come back. I don't know if you caught this last night, the Deion Sanders 30 for 30.
I didn't see the whole thing. I've seen a little bit of it.
I want to ask you some questions on that, because it is one of the truly most amazing feats you're ever going to see. It really is. We'll talk about it on the other side. Brian Westbrook till 5 o'clock. Mike Misnelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
.46 Mike Misnelli Show. All right, Brian Westbrook until 5, and also a multi-sport athlete. A lot of people know that about Brian. He's a very good basketball player at Dematha High, and continued his pro football career. And I don't know, maybe he could have played college basketball at a high level, right, Brian?
I would have been the Allen Iverson of my era if I had played.
Yeah, all right. Well, in any event, last night I'm watching Deion Sanders, the 30 for 30 new one that came out. And I had lived through it, but I didn't remember much about it. This dude played an entire season, actually a couple seasons, football and baseball, right? So his contract expired with the Braves on July 31st, which meant he was going to play football the rest of the way. But he decided in a handshake agreement to continue playing baseball. And did both, played in Sunday football games and missed whatever baseball game. But the Atlanta Braves get into the playoffs. So now they need him. Now the conflict comes in because some of the games are going to happen on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. So he plays a playoff game Saturday night against the Pirates, gets a private plane, a charter, and a helicopter to fly him to Atlanta to play 1 o'clock game against the Falcons, the Miami Dolphins, plays the whole game, gets IVs after the game, gets back on a charter, and gets a helicopter to take him as close to the stadium as possible to make the Sunday night baseball game.
Amazing. I mean, I can't imagine. I remember what I felt like after a football game. All I wanted to do was go home and sit on the couch. I can't imagine playing baseball the night before, then going to play football, and then going back to play. I mean, it would be impossible for me to be able to do it. You're absolutely right. Deion is amazing, and that's why we consider him one of the best athletes, all around athletes that we've ever seen.
You know, I don't think if you watch this, you will come to that conclusion, because it's so amazing what he did. You're absolutely right. A football game will wear you down, right? And a baseball game you're playing 9 days is going to wear you down. He's getting sleep on a plane to play, and then puts pads on to play an NFL football game.
Well, it also kind of shows you the elite type of athlete that he was, though. I mean, he had a great game in the football game. And, of course, being able to go out there, and baseball is not a physically grueling game, but it just takes time. It fatigues your body in a way that you just don't experience. And to be able to do three games basically in the course of, 36 hours, that's amazing.
The year was 1992. He hit .304 that year for the Braves with 14 triples and 26 stolen bases in 97 games. Played 12 games for the Falcons that year. They didn't play him in that Sunday night game in Pittsburgh because the general manager was mad that he didn't get back in time. He got there 17 minutes before the game, so out of spite, they didn't play him. They wound up winning, going to the World Series. The dude hit .533 in the World Series against Toronto.
Speed, been able to get, to first base.
No, he's hanging out line drives like it's not like, you know how hard it is to hit a major league breaking ball? This dude's taking a football helmet off, getting in the box and slamming ball line drives around the field.
It has to be crazy because I think we briefly talked about Kyler Murray being able to do it. And it's just hard at that position. It's almost impossible. You have to be able to practice baseball, hitting the ball, throwing the ball, doing whatever, catching the ball, those types of things, fielding those types of things. But to be able to be a quarterback, it's almost impossible because you have to be there all the time getting your team prepared. At cornerback, it's a different story, especially the way that Deion played. He was a one-man show. Just go lock him down. Go play man-to-man against this guy, against their best receiver. Yeah. And then you don't have to – you don't need to know defenses. All you know is man-to-man. That's it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know that we'll ever see any type of player playing both.
Well,
again.
Bo Jackson, obviously, we consider him like the greatest athlete because he had power. He crushed home runs and also he ran the football, all that stuff. But Deion Sanders, what he accomplished that year is one of the most underrated feats I've ever heard of in sports.
I think that certainly was amazing. I also think the way that he kind of revolutionized the position, revolutionized how he kind of made himself into this figure of prime time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you a story. It was some reason he was calling me for something, and he called, and I didn't have his number at the time. So T.O. actually told me, Deion wants to talk to you. And so he called me. Hours later, he said, I see this guy whispering on the phone, hey, Westbrook, what's up, man? I'm like, who is this? This is prime. I thought my boys playing on the phone. I was like, what? This is prime. I'm like, I don't have no clue. I don't know anybody named Prime. It's Deion Sanders. You know me. I'm prime time. I was like, you know what? He went on to tell me some crap, some nonsense story.
Huh?
But yeah.
Why did he want to talk to you?
Some crazy situation with some people that we all knew together. So it was just, I had nothing to do with it, but he was trying to explain some situation which really was a waste of my time.
It's prime. I love it. Prime. All right, Chris in Williamstown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Oh, boy. Mike, what's going on?
What's up, Chris?
Hi, Nat. Hey, Brian, real quick before I get to my Sixers point, were there any inflated and deflated footballs in that mix there that you guys were baking up?
It wasn't. Bill Belichick was not cooking, or Tom Brady. So they're known for deflating the football. Not me.
Maybe we'll have to get some videotape of them being cooked in the oven too while we're at it. You know, gentlemen, that was a wonderful game last night. Mike, I tweeted you out during the game, and you actually got back to me. I was really, really like, wait a minute, am I seeing things? Am I awake? Is this a dream? But you know, look, I got to ask you a question, Mike.
Sure.
You know, the last game. Last night, Brett Brown did a fantastic coaching job. I would give him that.
Yep.
But let's not forget the game before where the other team went on a 16-0 run. He did not call a timeout and then got the foul that incidentally put them on the bench.
Dude, you can't complain about anything he did last night, Chris. Come on. That's the Golden State Warriors.
No, I'm not. But, Mike, why is it that he was able to come out on that stage last night and show out? And then it's games like the 16-point game that you don't call a timeout, and you're just like,
it's all about players responding to. I mean, you can't the coach. I questioned him about his substitution pattern, and you know, he tried to explain it, and a lot of it I think is analytical that they decide this is the best thing for the team. But last night you can't question the job he did with that team. He's got guys on the bench that aren't even NBA quality, and they won that game last night.
I thought it was kind of interesting to see Jimmy running the point guard position with that
late in the game. They're doing it too. They keep Ben off the foul line.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, Brian, listen, Super Bowl plans?
No, I'm actually down at Parks Casino for Sunday. We're watching the game together down there.
All right, cool. Not at the Super Bowl this year.
No, not down there. I love Atlanta. I don't know that I could focus long enough to be at the Super Bowl at Atlanta and try to work at the same time.
I hear you. All right, man. Well, listen, you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. You too. Right,
that's Brian Westbrook checking in with us. Now we have to say goodbye to our TV audience. Thanks, everybody, for watching on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Have a great weekend. Mike Mastella Show returns on 97.5 The Fanatic for the 5 o'clock hour after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.